All right, so here we are, another Tech Ed Europe 2010 countdown show. We're sitting in, actually, Building 20, which is our lab on campus here, in the cafeteria, if you couldn't figure that out. We've got a lawnmower in the back just to make things interesting. And we got a guest that we'll get to here in a minute. But one of the first things I want to talk about is, by the time this show probably posts, we should have lots of sessions published. So I believe the number's around 81 or more percent of the sessions are close to locking down, which means a wave of hundreds of sessions should be going up on the website here fairly soon. So if you've been wondering what the sessions are going to be, what the content's going to be, you're going to get all you're going to get all that information fairly soon.
That's great. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
So with that, I want to mention that we have you can be an exhibitor in the trade show if you're a partner. You can also be a sponsor of Tech Ed Europe. We are soon going to be sold out, though. So if you want to get involved, go to the Tech Ed Europe website and go to the sponsorship page and click on that to get the prospectus. But come and be part of it because it's a huge show. We get thousands of people. It's a great exhibitor opportunity.
And that's actually fun. I mean, attendees like to visit the exhibitor area, the partner area. A couple that we already have, you know, Dell, HP, some big names, EMC, Symantec, some of the big sponsors. But there's lots of opportunities left. Great attendee mix. Fantastic. So go to the website under the exhibitor section and you're good to go, huh?
I like it.
Good. I think that's it for this.
So with that, we have our guest today, Volker Will. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So Volker is on our team, and he is a technical evangelism manager. He runs a team of folks who work on IT professional content, IT pro content, which is very important to Tech Ed because Tech Ed, as we've talked about, is mostly an IT professional show. So Volker, tell us a little bit about yourself and your team.
We are an IT pro evangelism team here at Corp, and we are a tiny team compared to all the developer evangelists. We are just a team of 5 people. And we drive, from a corporate perspective, the IT pro evangelism. So we build a lot of interesting content for IT professionals. We maintain a web portal for IT pros where IT pros can go and find the latest and greatest information, interviews with Microsoft product group members, things like that. We run a bunch of events here in Building 20 across the world, educating the IT pro audience about new technologies, about how to use, how to deploy Microsoft server software, for example, things like that. So lots of very interesting stuff.
I want to drill into the term IT pro, because we use it a lot at Microsoft, and sometimes we say IT professional, but I'd love to hear from somebody who really kind of works with that audience a lot.
What does
IT how would you define what IT professional means?
Well, if I look at my main target audience, then the IT pro that I talk to, that we talk to, is the practitioner, is the person on the ground, well, on the raised floor, working
in the air-conditioned room,
in the air-conditioned room, working in the data center, defining policies, defining rules, how to run a company, how to run an enterprise, being involved in technical decisions, in architectural decisions, and our role, our goal is to help this IT pro or IT professional to suggest the right solutions, to make the right decisions that are right, that help saving costs, and that make enterprises, customers in general, successful.
So you're thinking about things like management, deployment,
security,
things like that.
Security is a big thing, yes, exactly.
Identity, probably.
Identity, security, identity, and access are the 3 main buckets when it comes to security overall. Mm-hmm. And at TechEd, you will see a few very, very, very interesting sessions coming there. Some around cloud, how to integrate your existing security infrastructure, how to integrate cloud computing into that, how to manage the pipe between your data center and the cloud, and how to secure this environment. We'll talk a lot about Active Directory, obviously, at TechEd. Active Directory is now, I believe, in its 12th year or something, so there's a lot of exciting new stuff that has recently happened in Active Directory that will soon happen in Active Directory, and TechEd is the place where you learn more about that.
And you and your team will be there in Berlin, right?
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely be there because, well, for multiple reasons, obviously. For us, it's a great opportunity to meet with customers, meet with partners, but also keep the connection going with our peers in the field who will be there. Mm-hmm. And the other big thing is for us, my team also runs the TechNet Edge video portal for IT professionals, and everybody who is an IT pro knows this portal, so we run that portal. My team, with the help of lots and lots of people in the field, contribute videos, contribute screencasts, do the interviews for TechNet Edge. 3 years ago at TechEd in Europe, we launched TechNet Edge. So for us, it's kind of a must to be there this
That's
year
great.
And celebrate the 3-year anniversary of TechNet Edge.
So
you think I might have a question you're doing great here.
I'll defer to you.
I want to ask about the content, because I know you're deeply involved in the content, you know, the tracks and a lot of the sessions that we give. And I know you're one of the kind of the DPE advisors, we call them, that works with the tracks and the product groups to assemble these sessions. Maybe you can give it a taste for kind of what that means, what kind of sessions that you're particularly excited about, even though we haven't
published them. And the trade-offs that you make.
Yeah.
Since we can't have every single session that we want, because there's a limit.
Yep.
How do you prioritize what's important? Yeah.
Obviously, currently, a big priority for Microsoft, for Microsoft customers, and for the industry is cloud computing. Mm-hmm. So you will see cloud computing, well, almost everywhere involved and intertwined with the technologies we talk about. If you look at the server, for example, we have plans about an Aurora session. Aurora is the code name for small business, for the next generation of small business server. Mm-hmm. So we plan around a session for Aurora and how it relates to the cloud, how you as a small business using a small business server can take advantage of cloud computing. That is obviously a very exciting stuff. Service Pack 1 for server, R2 is definitely, you know, a must at TechEd.
Mm-hmm.
If we think about security, I mentioned the network security aspects of cloud computing. That's mm-hmm. something that's very relevant, obviously. Forefront and Forefront Endpoint Protection in particular, product that will be available at that point, so there will be some very exciting sessions around that. Virtualization
mm-hmm.
as it relates to cloud computing, but also virtualization in your own data center is very, very interesting. And features like Remote FX, so an extension to the Remote Desktop Protocol, allowing like high fidelity video over RDP, over the desktop protocol, is something that we'll talk about. But also things like dynamic memory that give allow administrators to configure a bigger virtual machine density mm-hmm. on a single system. Those are, you know, some of the things that, well, excite me and that we plan on presenting about at TechEd.
These are your people at TechEd.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's definitely an IT Pro audience there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of good meaty content. But as I hear you describing it, I hear a lot of terms I'm familiar with, technologies and products that maybe I've used on premises. Yet in the same breath, you're kind of talking about the cloud a lot.
Exactly.
So I mean, isn't the cloud a different thing, or is it just part of my organization now, or?
Yeah.
You know, but what's the difference between cloud and kind of on-premises and the kind of content you're putting together?
There's a clear goal from Microsoft that all our technologies that, where it makes sense, have an integration aspect in cloud computing, will ship or have shipped a cloud-relevant component within the products. So if you look at the System Center products, for example, mm-hmm. There will be components that enable a seamless integration of the cloud environment into your existing environment, so that from an administrator's perspective, it will not become even more complex and more complicated. It will be a seamless integration. It will make things easier. So
it's not an either-or proposition, really.
It definitely is not an either-or. It is both. You will go both. Eventually, hopefully, everybody will be using some aspect of cloud computing. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that the local data centers, the server rooms, if you talk about smaller companies,
are going to disappear.
Will disappear.
Right.
No. But you will be able to take advantage of cloud computing in a very easy way. And our IT pros at Corp and in the field, they are currently, they are beefed up, I would say. They are experienced now to talk to our customers, to talk to our partners about what it means. And TechEd is the place to, you know, if you don't have an established connection, go there, find the Microsoft expert, make the contact, and get the latest and greatest information.
So you, Joey Snow, Adam Carter, David Tazar, these are the folks that are on your team that are going to be available and wanting to talk to people at TechEd.
Absolutely, yeah. And we'll bring our video cameras as well, so if you're interested in, you know, being on TechNet Edge in a live interview or in a recorded interview, try to find us.
Yeah,
you will definitely find us, because we will bring TechNet Edge stickers and everything. So,
TechEd was kind of responsible for getting you from Germany to Redmond, I hear.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's over 12 years ago now when I started at Microsoft in Unterschleißheim, and I got excited about Microsoft attending a TechEd in Nice at that time, or a couple of years before. And I attended an Active Directory session, actually. And this Active Directory session, it was more the guy who presented. He was so inspiring, and the technology was so cool. I thought, you know, I would love to work for this company. I would love to do these presentations and being a technical expert. And so a couple of years later, I had the opportunity to join Microsoft. And I started in developer support and made my way to Redmond. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. So it sounds like you're maybe from the area, right? And we're obviously having TechEd in Berlin this year. What about the area? I don't know how familiar you are with it, but I know we've had a lot of questions about, you know, what about Berlin? What about the Messe?
What should we see?
I haven't had an opportunity to be there.
Yeah, you were there last year.
Any tips and
tricks? What should we check out?
Yeah.
Places you should check out is definitely, you know, downtown of Berlin, so everything around